Bad news for Hope Givers International in India. A mission agency is sending missionaries to a restricted nation, and a training facility is making progress in Madagascar. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Rajasthan, India, where Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says their case to get their staff released went before the courts. It wasn't good news for the Emmanuel Hope Center Orphanage.
He denied bail, not only to Dr. Samuel Thomas, our president, but also to all the staff that they've been holding now for over a month. The real thing is they're just holding them hostage in order to arrest Bishop M.A. Thomas, who they still don't have.
Bray says the next hearing is April 24. While waiting, they've been overwhelmed by the solidarity the situation has brought to the Christian community.
Thousands of Christians and Hindus and friends are praying and sending money and are crossing the police lines and crossing the picket lines around our institutions to bring food to the children. And not one of our schools is closed, not one of our orphanages have closed.
Next, a restricted access nation is one of the countries on the radar of a SEND International Task Force team. SEND's David Tucker says they're seeking to create a beachhead for greater ministry effectiveness, and the countries they're focusing on have been areas of difficult work in the past.
Some of those countries are not looking to have missionaries coming in. They're might not be closed to missionaries, but neither are they especially welcoming.
SEND currently has some missionaries in these areas already, but their desire is to raise up a strong team to sustain the work long term. Tucker sees great ministry potential.
So there's a hard job we have breaking through the outer veneer to get to where the people's hearts are. This takes long-term missionary presence. It takes people building up relationships with the people, building up trust and friendship to the point where they can begin sharing from their own spiritual experiences and trying to touch the hearts of others.
Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Civil war, child soldiers, HIV/AIDS, and utter poverty are just some of the issues facing the people of Uganda today. However, despite all these problems and others, there is a bright spot. President of World Bible Translation Center, Gary Bishop, says
the government of Uganda has mandated religious education. One of the interesting aspects of that, though, is that a syllabus is out there, but they were never able to provide them a textbook, which in this case is the Bible.
With the permission of the Ministry of Education, World Bible Translation Center plans to distribute Bibles to all of the teachers in Uganda. Bishop says,
we're talking about 283,000 Bibles. God promises us that His Word never comes back void. We're not just talking about 283,000 teachers, but we are really talking about 100 times that are actually impacted by the teachers presenting God's Word.
Your financial assistance is needed now. Next, Algeria has passed its own version of an anti-conversion law. The evangelistic activities of several mission groups in the rest of ethnic regions prompted the legislation. The official word from the government is that the law seeks to remove religion as a political tool, thus removing the possibility of sectarian instability. Before this law passed, there was no legal barrier to religious conversion, though officials believed it was subversive. Pray for those who remain in ministry in Algeria. And Teen Missions International says construction progress is coming along nicely at their Bible and Missionary Work training facility in Madagascar. As of last week, volunteer teams put the finishing touches on 10 rooms, as well as the bathrooms and kitchen. TMI Madagascar also continues to have the kids' ministry every Saturday. The team is also working on a Bible coloring book and recently opened a special literacy class. Pray for them as they spread the gospel in Madagascar. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.